Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guests went, in 5 years now, from zero miracles to over 3,000 miracles. He has meetings where 100% of the people are healed. In fact, he just got back from, I think, 5 meetings like that in a row, 100% healed. He says, and I believe it, that he's shocked when people aren't healed. That's normal. He wants to make you normal. Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, my guest, his name is Art Thomas, and as you can probably see, he's 30. What a great age. That's when the Messiah started. That's actually when I was called into ministry, when I was 30 years of age. It's a good time. But Art, I never did what you're doing. I'm going to, but I never did what you're doing. You just got back from Uganda. Now, tell me about the meetings. How many did you have where everyone was healed?
Out of roughly 10 meetings, we had 5 of them where we saw 100% results.
Yeah. You know something? When I talk to him, he kind of thinks, this is normal. You know that this isn't normal, Art.
It is now. It is now.
Do you believe that everyone watching us can do what you can do, or that you have just a special gift?
No. Jesus said in Mark 16, these signs will accompany those who believe. That's the only qualifier. It was not if you're old enough, if you've got credentials, if you've had enough experience, if you have enough fruit of the Spirit. It was if you believe. And so we have people, a lot of these meetings, I'll have someone just get saved. Usually I'll grab one of the kids. They just ask Jesus into their heart. They come up and show everybody else how to minister healing.
Did they really get healed?
It always works.
Always. I like always. How about you? Okay, I'm going to take you back to 2003, and you had a visitation from an angel. What happened?
Yeah, I was working with a church plant, and we were just praying, and I was wanting a life of miracles so desperately. So what I did, I'm praying, God, would you make this happen? And while I'm seeking miracles, this angel appeared to me, and I saw it in my spirit. It wasn't my physical eyes, but it said to me, the only thing necessary for a life of miracles is the presence of God. So stop seeking the miracles and just seek Him. And I learned in time that it wasn't even about seeking His presence, because He's always here.
Yeah, no, but I see when you pray, you're just so, as casual as you are now. Why don't you work something up?
You don't have to.
Shout just a little bit.
Yeah. 1 John says the anointing you've received abides in you. And it doesn't say it abides in you if you're in the right mindset or if you shout loud enough. You know, He's with you all the time and He lives in you. So I'm down to earth because Jesus is down to earth. In fact, that's the whole thing He did. He came from heaven down to earth to be like us.
Okay. And then the latter part of 2003, you have a vision of heaven. Already you're provoking me to jealousy, but you know that's the call of the Gentile, to provoke the Jew to jealousy. Come on now, that's your call, Gentile.
Yeah. We were at a men's prayer meeting with a small group of men that I was part of, and as we were praying, the best I can call it is a trance, you know, like Peter had when he was, seeing about the Gentiles being saved. And during that time, it was like I was walking in the woods that was like a beautiful woods that I'd never seen before. Everything's lush and green. And even though it's a thick canopy of leaves over my head, everything's bright and vibrant. And then I realized Jesus was walking next to me. And He took me over to the base of this tree, and peeled back the grass as though it was freshly laid sod, ran his fingers through this rich soil, and he said, you see, everything in my Father's kingdom is full of life. And I said, what do you mean, the soil's alive? He said, no, I didn't say it's alive, I said it's full of life. Everything in my Father's kingdom is full of life. In fact, as a citizen of this kingdom, you too are full of life. You are a life bringer who is full of life. And then I realized in John 5, Jesus said, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he chooses. And I used to think that verse was only about Jesus, but I realized it was right on the heels of him saying that the Son does nothing by himself, he only does what he sees his Father doing, which is also true of me. I can't do anything by myself. I can only do what he does.
Is that why you're almost like an observer? You read what God does in the Bible, and you just do what he does.
If he says it, it's true. It's impossible for God to lie.
I'll tell you what. You have childlike faith. Did anyone ever tell you that? Never grow up.
I believe you.
Okay, I'm commanding him. Never grow up. Okay,
yeah.
You saw a video with Todd White.
I saw a YouTube video, saw Todd White on there, and he said, Mark 16, verses 17 and 18, says, these signs will accompany those who believe, and it lists them. And he said, and that means if these signs don't accompany you, there must be something up with your belief. Now, I was a youth pastor, I've got credentials in a Pentecostal denomination, surely my belief is perfect, right? You can't tell me there's something wrong with my belief. So it made me mad, actually. And in order to prove Todd wrong, I started searching. I set aside every book I had been reading, every podcast I'd been listening to. For 3 months, I studied only the four Gospels, the Book of Acts, and people who were doing the stuff or had done the stuff, like John G. Lake, Smith Wigglesworth, and then even contemporaries. And when I saw the common thread among them all, which was that they all believed it was always God's will to heal, and they believed that Jesus paid the price for it with his own blood, and he wouldn't pay for something that he didn't want, that's what tipped me over the edge. And I decided, all right, I believe this, I'm going for it.
First miracle.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, I came to that conclusion 3 months later. I got up in my youth group and I preached, God wants to heal and he wants to use you to do it. And I had still never laid hands on anybody, seen him healed. But I preached it with boldness. And I had these kids break up into groups and had them lay hands on each other and minister healing. And I stood back because I still didn't actually believe God was going to use me, even though I preached it with such boldness. And there was an intern at our church named Josh who had an ear infection. And some seventh grade boys were praying for him, and he came up to me and said, Pastor Art, I feel really bad. They prayed for me, nothing happened, what should I do? And what I had seen on YouTube, I said, well, just tell him to minister to you again. I didn't know, right? So he goes back, they lay hands on him again. This time the seventh grade boys come up to me, Pastor Art, we tried everything, what do we do? And I don't think I can do anything. I'm just trying to be a smart aleck youth pastor who thinks of something they haven't tried yet. So I go, what did you try? They said, we laid hands on him. We said, be healed in Jesus' name. We prayed for him. We asked God to do it. Nothing worked. I said, did you try this? And I walked up to him and stuck my finger in his ear. And I said, open, just as a joke. And the intern goes, oh my goodness, that worked. And of course, I said the same thing.
Man of great faith.
I was more surprised than what I learned out of that is that it's not so much about what you believe, it's about who you believe. I didn't have to feel the right feeling, think the right thought, say the right word, just let Jesus do what he wants.
Okay. He says it's so simple that his 2-year-old son prays for miracles. I want to find out about that when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Art Thomas's powerful DVD, Paid in Full, and his 40-day Paid in Full book and healing ministry activation manual. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9305. Through this amazing and powerful DVD movie, creative miracles are actually caught on film. Many are healed while watching. It includes prayer and words of knowledge for you to receive your healing. People who never moved in healing ministry before said, this is easy. When they begin praying for others, these people are healed too. Entire churches have been activated in healing ministry after watching this film together. Through Art's 40-day Paid in Full book and healing ministry activation manual, you will fully understand the causes of sickness. Understand that God always desires to heal, and healing is for everyone. Learn how to overcome obstacles that keep you from receiving your healing or operating successfully in your healing ministry. Understand how to minister to family, friends, co-workers, strangers, and and even yourself. Learn how to keep your healing through this 40-day paid in full book and activation manual. Every day you will have a powerful teaching on healing, prayer starters, which will help you activate the move of the Holy Spirit in your life, journal prompts, which will help you better relate to and share what you have learned with others, an action step to challenge you to put into practice what you are learning so God begins to supernaturally heal people you pray for.
Pain, go now in Jesus' name.
Don't miss out on getting Art Thomas's powerful DVD, Paid in Full, and his 40-day Paid in Full book and healing ministry activation manual. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9305. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9305 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Certainly, when you pray for someone and they're not healed, and it does happen, you must get very discouraged.
It would be easy to. And in fact, that's something I talk about a lot in my ministry, is how we deal with the process of as we're growing into the faith we need to do miracles like Jesus. And it's a struggle sometimes. But what I do is I say, all right, if I were to successfully see a healing here, I don't walk around hogging the glory from that. That belongs to Jesus, so I give that to him. So it would be wrong for me as well to hold the burden of it, especially since Scripture commands me, cast your burdens on Jesus, for he cares for you. So my job is to not hog the glory or the burden. All of it belongs to Jesus. And so sometimes people aren't healed, but that's not my emotional weight to carry. I do, however, take the responsibility and go to Jesus and say, why couldn't I do what you could have done if you were standing right here? And to be honest, about a quarter of the time I get an answer, the rest of the time I'm left wondering, but that quarter of the time I put it into practice and I see results the next time.
What, you know what? That sounds like the way we're supposed to find. What if you pray for someone and they die?
It's heartbreaking. First thing you do.
It's worse than that.
First thing you do, you shoot for resurrection. I mean, Jesus commanded, raise the dead, right? Matthew 10:8. But if they stay dead, you know, you still process through it, but you let it fuel you for the future. It makes you say, I want this to work, Jesus. Life is precious. You consider these people precious, and it always worked for you, and I want to be as much like you as possible.
What if, and I know one case like this, you were in Uganda, and there was a woman with an eye problem, and you're praying for her, and nothing happens. So you pray for her again, and something happens. People get up and walk out. Tell me that.
Well, yeah, I had just taught this congregation how to minister healing, and I said, I want to demonstrate for you. So how many of you here have eye problems? And I think three or four raised their hands. I just picked this woman at random from the front. I said, what's your problem? She says, I can see far, but I can't read. So I opened up a Bible. I said, all right, look at it. Can you read that? She said, no. Set the Bible down, hands on her eyes open in Jesus' name, opened up the Bible. Any change? She said, no. I did this same thing. I don't have to change my words. I'm not looking for the right magic words to convince God, you know? And I did it over and over, and 15 minutes goes by, and one woman gets up and walks out of the church, and I'm like,
I'm glad it's only one.
I know. I figured I've got to do something now. So I turned to the congregation. I said, did Jesus pay for this woman to see? And they sheepishly started to nod their heads. I said, did he pay a very high price for this woman to see? And they smiled. I said, then does it matter if I look like a fool in front of all of you while I contend for Jesus to receive what he paid for? And without an answer, I went right back, eyes open in Jesus' name. Any change? No. And that went on for 5 more minutes until suddenly she could read the large
prayer. Why do you keep doing it? I mean, most people, when they pray, I watch them on TV, be healed in the name of Jesus, and before you can even find out if you're healed, they're the next person, be healed. But you don't seem to work that way.
No, I want to see something verifiable. So, you know, what I do is I aim for now, and I tell people, you know, in practice, sometimes we see miracles happen the next day or a week later or even a month later in practice. But as a target, I want to be like Jesus. And he healed every single person the same day that he ministered to them. And almost all of them, it was immediate.
Well, what happened to the woman?
Well, she started to see the large print, and I turned to the congregation. I said, all right, you can see this is starting to work, but I'm going to go back to her and keep ministering till we have 100%. But now that you see how this works, if you need healing, come up to the front. 10 people lined up. I said to the rest of the congregation, you know how to do this. You're the prayer team. Come on up. They gathered around and started ministering to these people. I went back to that woman, eyes open in Jesus' name, opened up a Bible, and she smiled and started reading all of it out loud. And then she goes to sit down, and I said, where are you going? She sat down. I said, no, you come pray for somebody. She smiled. She found the one man no one was praying for yet, and he was an old man who was completely blind, and he was the first one healed out of that line of people. All 10 of them were healed. I only prayed for one.
What do you believe as far as, does God really want everyone healed? Is it because we don't have enough faith that we're not healed?
Well, Hebrews 1:3 says that Jesus, the Son, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being. And Jesus went around, there are 9 different scriptures throughout the Gospels and the book of Acts that say Jesus healed all. There's no question about it. There was never a person who came to Him and He said, I'm sorry, my Father's building character in you, or no, or not yet. You know, all these things that we've come up with in our American ideology, right, of why people aren't healed, to make ourselves more comfortable. It always worked for Jesus. The only time someone tried to minister healing in Jesus' name and it didn't work was when the disciples tried to cast out a spirit from an epileptic boy, and then Jesus was still able to do it. And they did what I do. They asked Jesus, why couldn't we do it? So I believe Jesus always wants it because He always did it. But second of all, it's what He paid for. Isaiah 53 talks about the atonement. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The punishment for our peace was upon Him. By His stripes we are healed. So Jesus paid for it. He wouldn't pay for something He didn't want. And for that matter, I tell people, you can answer most of your own questions about God's will to heal by just replacing the word heal with forgiveness. Would a sinner ever ask God for forgiveness and He says, no, or not yet? Or would He ever say, I'm sorry, I'm building character in you with this sin, and once I've got that worked out, then I'll forgive you? It would never happen. So why do we believe that about healing when He paid with the exact same blood for that?
Amen. Okay. What? I have to ask you this. You pray for me, and I am not healed. Is it my lack of faith?
No, I never, ever put it on the person.
In fact, whose lack of faith?
I put it on me. You know, I have faith in my wife. I trust her implicitly. But if she says, hey, jump off the roof, I'll catch you, I don't trust that because I know my wife's limitations. But the beauty is God has no limitations. The only limitations He has are between our own ears. We think that He can't do what's in front of us. And so as a minister, I take the responsibility. I go to the Lord with it. I process it with Him. But again, I don't carry the burden. I know my salvation's secure, that's taken care of, but this is faith for this specific instance. Something was amiss. And many times He wakes me up to what it was and corrects me as a son, and then we see results in the future.
Okay, when we come back, I would like Art to pray for you. Would you like that?
Yes. We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Reserve your place and get ready to experience Israel, the land of the supernatural, with Sid and Joyce Roth.
November 24th to December 3rd, 2015. It's the perfect temperature and the land is calling your name.
Visit the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane, Calvary, and take communion at the Garden Tomb. Visit the Upper Room, Qumran, the home of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and receive ministry as you travel across the Sea of Galilee. If you like, you can be baptized in the Jordan River, the Jewish way, the way Jesus was baptized, and so much more.
The price for this 10-day adventure includes round-trip airfare from New York City, hotel, all taxes, all tips included.
Don't miss out on going with Sid Roth on this Israel tour for this special low price. Please specify the Sid Roth Israel trip when you call or visit sidroth.org/Israel.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, here in America, if someone becomes a believer and they go into a good church, Art, the pastor will usually say, sit, year after year after year. Yeah. Is that necessary?
Hopefully that's not happening anywhere, but I know it does. But not necessary at all. No, Jesus was sending people out even before they were ready. Luke chapter 9, he sends out his 12, and before the chapter's even over, they're arguing over who's the greatest. They're proud of themselves for shutting someone else down, and he's like, no, whoever's not against us is for us. They even wanted to call down fire on a Samaritan village that didn't receive him. Like, that's murder. That's wrong. But he you would think he's going to think twice.
They should have been sitting for the next 20 years
I know.
In the church.
But the next thing he does, Luke chapter 10, he sends out 72 more. And in Luke chapter 11, one of them asks, Lord, teach us to pray. You know, they're not even confident in their prayer lives yet. So I tell people, like, don't wait until you're perfect to do the commission, or you'll never do it. Do the commission. Jesus will perfect you along the way.
Okay. Amen. Kenya, 300 children. Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Yeah, I was invited to this school.
Were these kids perfect?
No, they weren't perfect. In fact, it was probably a good number of them were maybe Muslim. You know, this is a part of Kenya where that happens a lot. And so there's 300 of them. I was invited to speak in this school. They were probably about third to fourth grade in American age group. And I preached to them about Jesus. And at the end, I told them about people who I had seen in Uganda who were thrown out of their families for choosing to follow Jesus. I said, I can't promise you that if you choose to follow him, that your whole life's going to be wonderful, but I can promise you that it's worth it. And I said, if you want to receive this Jesus, knowing what it could cost you, I want you to stand up now. And as far as I could tell, all 300 of them stood up. And they walked through a prayer of salvation in their own language. And then I said, you know, Jesus said these signs will accompany those who believe. How would you like to see what Jesus can do through you now that you believe? And I taught them very briefly about healing, 3 minutes maybe. And I said, if you've got eye problems, ear problems, pain in your body, sickness, disease, and I made the mistake of saying a bump, a scrape, or a bruise, because every kid stood up, right? So I paired them off. I said, all right, just lay hands on each other and say, be healed in Jesus' name. We'll see what happens. They do it. And some of them, I've got on video, some of them are goofing off. Some of them are taking it seriously. But it's not these signs will accompany those who believe if they don't goof off, right? Or if they're old enough or anything like that. At the end, I calmed them down. I said, now, test it out. If you know you're healed, the pain's gone, you can see, your skin's healed over, whatever it is, I want you to sit down. The rest of you stay standing. We'll minister again. Half the group sat down.
Wow.
And so they did it again. Half that group sat down. Did it again. The rest sat down except one boy in the front row. And when I watched the video later, no one prayed for him the second or third time. So I said, you, what's your problem? He said, my eyes, I can't read. I put my hands on his eyes. Eyes open in Jesus' name. Opened a Bible. He smiled and started reading. 300 kids, all of them saved. All of them minister healing 5 minutes later. I only touched one of them, so it's not my fault. Jesus did the work.
Okay. Jesus is doing the work right now. I want you to know this. Anyone with a wrist problem, if you'll just move your wrist, if you have a problem with your hip, just stand up and walk a little bit. You'll see you don't have a problem with your hip. Art, would you pray?
Absolutely. Jesus, I thank you for those watching this right now. And I know that you have even touched some already as we were talking. And so right now, I just speak to everyone who's there watching. Start to move something you couldn't move before. Try to do something you couldn't do. I think you're healed already. But if you're not, in Jesus' name, right now, I speak complete wholeness to your body. I'm specifically feeling right here, just under my right shoulder blade. Somebody's got something going on there, maybe even a rotator cuff going on. So just move your arm around, be completely healed in Jesus' name.
And you know what? I am hearing that someone's elbow, I don't know, it doesn't matter what's the matter, but if you'll do what Art said, if you'll start moving it, the pain will just vanish. You'll see. I also believe that God is doing healing in teeth. I saw a gold tooth. Someone is getting a gold tooth. One nugget that is going to really stick with us. Tell me it.
Yeah, I would say minister with the authority that Jesus has given you. Don't ask God to do something he told you to do. Most of the time, my whole life, not seeing results, I was asking God to heal the person in front of me. When in Matthew 10:8, Jesus commanded his 12, you heal the sick. Everything he says is an invitation to partner with him and let him move through you to do what he's commissioned you to do.
Are you ready? I can tell you this. I want you to become like a little child. I want you to forget what lies behind and press forward to the high calling God has on your life. It's not an accident you've been called to the kingdom for such a time as this, and it's time for you to start laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover.
Peace. people who watched this DVD movie, Paid in Full, have received their own healing. And when they prayed for others, those who they prayed for were healed too. Call now and get Art Thomas's powerful DVD, Paid in Full, and his 40-day Paid in Full book and healing ministry activation manual. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9305. Through this amazing and powerful DVD movie, creative miracles are actually caught on film. Many are healed while watching. It includes prayer and words of knowledge for you to receive your healing. People who never moved in healing ministry before said, "This is easy." When they begin praying for others, these people are healed too. Entire churches have been activated in healing ministry after watching this film together.
My calling, my heartbeat is to train and equip the church, not to just show people nice things. So if we're going to make a movie, we're going to teach people how to do the same things that the people in the movie are doing.
Through Art's 40-day Paid in Full book and healing ministry activation manual, you will fully understand the causes of sickness. Understand that God always desires to heal, and healing is for everyone. Learn how to overcome obstacles that keep you from receiving your healing or operating successfully in your healing ministry. Understand how to minister to family, friends, co-workers, strangers, and even yourself. Learn how to keep your healing. Through this 40-day Paid in Full book and activation manual, every day you will have a powerful teaching on healing, prayer starters, which will help you activate the move of the Holy Spirit in your life, journal prompts, which will help you better relate to and share what you have learned with others, and action step to challenge you to put into practice what you are learning so God begins to supernaturally heal people you pray for.
Pain, go now in Jesus' name.
What'd you do?
Ain't that good? Muscle, tendons, ligaments, and bone be reattached now in Jesus' name.
Whoa, are you so, oh my gosh, dude!
This is what Jesus did his whole ministry. He didn't just preach, he went out and he loved people in practical, tangible ways. And one of the most common ones you read throughout scripture is healing the sick.
Many of you have never even seen a creative miracle happen right before your eyes. I'm telling you, as you watch this video and as you do this 40-day Paid in Full healing ministry activation manual, you'll want to take this with you wherever you go. But it's called activation because it's not just theory.
Don't miss out on getting Art Thomas's powerful DVD Paid in Full and his 40-day Paid in Full book and healing ministry activation manual. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9305. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9305 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
My guest has chutzpah. That's a Hebrew word. It means nerve. She would hear her mother and father say, in front of a group of 1,000 Muslims, "If this man is not healed, don't believe anything that I say." That's chutzpah.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.